ジャパニーズポッド 101.com、
Maybe.
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com. Newbie Series Lori Story FAQ Lesson. Perfect Japanese Pronunciation Made Easy. My name is Eric and I'm joined by Naomi-sensei.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Alright, well, Lori's story mysteriously ended in a bus full of samurai. But we, Naomi-sensei, must continue. That's right, this is the FAQ episode, the frequently asked questions, the Q&A episode that we've been talking about for a while now.
皆さんありがとうございます。Thank you for all the great questions. Eric and I chose a number of them to answer in this episode. So we are sorry if we didn't get to your question. ごめんなさいね。
So our first question is from Captain Struggle Bunny.
Oh, すごい。Captain Struggle Bunny.
Do you know what that means, Naomi-sensei?
わかんない。
Actually, I don't really know either. But hey, it's a cool name. I like it. So the captain says, I always get tsu and su mixed up when spoken.What is it that Captain Struggle Bunny always mixes up?
Su and tsu sounds.
And the captain also says that it's also hard to hear the pauses with the words that have the little tsu in them.
Ah, stop sound.
So to quickly go over the differences between the tsu and the su, it's pretty much self-explanatory if you write it in Romaji, but the tsu has
T sound.
Basically like a stopped sort of T sound at the beginning of the tsu. And the su
S sound.
The su has an S sound.
So your tongue doesn't touch your teeth.
And you don't stop vocalizing while you're talking. With the tsu, there might be a little moment of just breath and no voice. But in the end, all of this is pedantic, all right? Because no matter how much we get into the pronunciation tips of this, it doesn't really matter. So I think the best way to learn the differences between tsu and su is to...
練習, which is practice.
That's right. So we're going to bust out a bunch of these words, words that are exactly the same except for the su and the tsu part, and see if you could tell the difference.For the first couple of words, we're going to actually tell you what the words are, so you can recognize. And then in the second half, we're going to quiz you.
First, I'm going to give you the S sound, su sound. Then next, I'm going to give you tsu sound. Suki. Suki.
To like.
Tsuki. Tsuki.
The moon.
Sumi. Sumi.
Corner.
Tsumi. Tsumi.Me.
A crime. A sin.
Usui-san. Usui-san.
Mr. or Mrs. Usui.
Utsui-san. Utsui-san.
Mr. or Mrs. Utsui.
Kasu. Kasu.
To charge.
Katsu. Katsu.
To win.
Misu.Misu.
A mistake.
Mitsu. Mitsu.
Syrup. All right, so how is that? Are you ready for the test? Naomi-sensei is going to say a word, and you have to guess if it's a su or tsu that she's saying. And then you could pause the player, guess, and then play. And then Naomi-sensei will say what the answer is.
Tsuki. Tsuki.
The answer is?
Tsuki.
The moon.
Misu. Misu.
The answer is?
Misu.
A mistake.
Suika. Suika.
The answer is?
Suika. Watermelon.
Naomi-sensei, you threw a curveball at other people, huh? And by the way, let's explain the complimentary word, tsuika.
Ah.
With a tsu.
Tsuika. Additional.
So how'd you all do? Was it hard?Well, there's tons of words like that in Japanese where all the characters are the same except for the tsu and su. It just takes listening practice, you know? Watch TV, rent an anime, a good old Japanese Kurosawa film. Anything, yeah. I mean, those are all good ways to practice listening to tsu and su, right? But now we're moving on to the pronunciation of the small tsu.
小さい tsu.
Which actually, it's a pause, so you can't really say it by itself, right?
そうですね。We don't pronounce tsu.But it's still there.
What does it do? What's the function?
For example, 過去.
You mean the past?
Yes. And 過去.
You mean like brackets or parentheses?
Right. Ka, ko. That's the past. And ka, ko. That's the bracket.
Huh. So basically your hand claps right now signified the number of syllables.
Right.
If I'm getting this right. And when you say it faster, when you say it at a natural speed, how would you say the past?
Kako.
And brackets?
Kako.
So you have like a little pause in there. In between the I and the O.
Yeah.
Or the ka and the ko. Well, what do? You just hold it? You just hold it in there in your throat?
We kind of block our breath.
All right, so I see what you're saying. After ka, you stop your breath, you know, very sharply for, what, like a split second? And then you say ko?
Hai.
And that stop of breath, you can count that as an extra syllable. You know, make a song or make like a little rhythmical dance out of your words. The past, if you were singing about the past, you would say kako, kako. But if you were going to talk about parentheses, then you would say kako, kako. And you could sort of think about it like that because seriously, the small tsu, it's no sound. It's not going to help. So let's...
練習, practice.
All right. So Naomi-sensei is going to say two words, one without the small tsu and the next one with the small tsu.
Kako.
The past.
Kako.
Brackets.
Nishi.
West.
Nishi.
A daily log.
Kite.
To wear.
Kite.
Stamp.
Kata.
Shoulder.
Kata.
I won.
Masao.
The name Masao.
Masao.
Pale.
Bata.
Butter.
Bata.
Batter. You know what, Naomi-sensei? I think that the small tsu is much more difficult to learn than the regular tsu and tsu differentiations, right? Because you can't hear it.
So ne.
I think that's the number one problem. But it's okay because the metronome sound that we just heard was really helpful in differentiating the number of syllables that... These are actual syllables that you can count, right? If you ask any Japanese person how many syllables are in kako, they would say three. And in kako, they would say two. So we'll leave you with two example questions. Only two because these are pretty... These are doozies, all right? So what's number one, Naomi-sensei?
Masao, Masao.
Which means Masao is?
Very pale.
And how do you break that down?
Masao, Masao. Masao, Masao.
And can you really say that?
Yeah.
So can I
if
say?
If Masao is very pale.
All right, and what's number two? Another doozy from Naomi-sensei.
Kitte katte kite.
Please go and get some stamps.
Kitte katte kite.
All right, so once you master these, go on the website and let us know. Write in the comments, because these are tricky. All right, our next question is from Angie, who says, how do I say goodbye in Japanese?
So desu ne. Ja mata.
It seems like a basic question, but it's way more complicated because there's so many different ways to say goodbye in Japanese, right?
Yeah. Depending on the speaker's relationship with the listener.
So Naomi-sensei, what would you say to your friends when you're leaving?
じゃあまた. じゃ ね. それじゃ.
And all of those are fine to say to your friends.
I think ね is slightly feminine.
So you wouldn't really hear guys saying it?
I think it's still okay to use it, but some guys never use it.
Are there ways to say goodbye that only guys use?
Instead of ね, if they put な, that sounds a bit masculine.
じゃな. And じゃ is a shortened form of dewa, right?
That's right. Basically, we say well then to mean goodbye.
Right, because it's never officially over. It's kind of like, well then, you leave and then you see them later. It's like a continuation of your relationship, right? You never really say goodbye.
So ne.
Until the end. You know, I've heard many people saying bye-bye.
Bye-bye ne. Some people use it, but I personally don't use it.
Why? Is there a reason?
Bye-bye sounds too cute to me.
What do you mean, Naomi-sensei? You mean like immature or?
Slightly childish. I'm not sure if the childish is the right word to say, but...
But yeah, you're right. Many kids use it, but many high school girls use it.
College kids use it too.
Even though we say kids, I think even more so than ne, bye-bye is a word used mostly by girls, you know?
そうかもしれないですね。
I rarely hear guys saying bye-bye.
Yeah, it's rare to hear bye-bye at workplace.
Right, as well too, right? Because everybody's trying to be professional. I guess you're right. Bye-bye is very casual and very cute. And how about in a formal situation? You're saying goodbye to your boss.
それでは、それではまた。
So it's kind of like the それじゃだ you said earlier to your friends, but you're not shortening the ではとじゃ, keeping it formal.
それでは、ではまた。Or you can say, 失礼します。Excuse me?
Right, that's the most common one I hear very often, right?
Yeah, or さようなら。
Does that sound a little bit too formal to you, or is it usual?
To be honest, I very rarely use sayonara.
Do you remember any time that you've used it in recent memory?
When I broke up with my ex.
That seems like sayonara. A forever type of thing. So I guess when people break up, they say sayonara.
Arigato. じゃね。Sayonara.
You thank them? Wow, you guys are on good terms. Huh. I see. So it seems very sort of permanent. I learned something new today. Personally, as a student, some of my professors use sayonara to me and to just to the students in general.
そうですね。Sounds very formal.
Yeah, and we see them, you know, every
so
week.
So if you use sayonara to your friends, it means a lot. Like goodbye for a long time, goodbye forever.
But Nami-sensei, you taught Japanese in the United States, right?
はい。
And before you went, did your friends say sayonara to you?
They said mata ne. They knew that I was going to come back, so.
But the time doesn't really matter. And one final note about the wa in それでは, that wa, the dewa, is a particle, so it should be written as the
ha,
that ha character.
Hai.
Not the wa. And if you don't know what we're saying, just take a look at the PDF, and it'll all be clear. Our next question comes from Sai, who asks, do I need to practice hiragana?
Good question.
Actually, yeah, that's a very good question. What do you think, Naomi-sensei?
I think it really depends on what your goal is. But from the teacher's point of view, I recommend learning hiragana because it's good for your pronunciation.
Absolutely. I agree with you, Naomi-sensei, that even if you don't plan on reading books in the future or anything like that, it's almost impossible to master pronunciation Japanese without knowing hiragana because if you're always thinking in romaji mode, you always sort of try to pronounce it in your native language if it's English, right?
例えば, for example, ラリルレロ。
Right, right, right. And if you see it in English, ra ri ru re ro.
Yeah.
It doesn't get you in the Japanese mode. So learning it in the hiragana takes you to this other realm of pronunciation, you know? And then you can associate the pronunciation of ra ri ru re ro with the characters that you learned in hiragana. And of course, when you get into particles and things like that, the hiragana comes in very handy compared with things like romaji and everything else. I recommend it.
Speaking of ra ri ru re ro, I heard rarirurero sounds are hard for English-speaking people. Is that right?
Exactly, which brings us to our next question from Steve from St. Louis, who asks, what's the difference between
rarero
and
dadedo
pronunciation? All right, any of you right now didn't get the difference between what Naomi-sensei was saying. She was saying
rarero,
which is from the R column of hiragana, rarero, and
dadedo,
which really comes from the T column, with the two little quotation marks on top.
Dots.
Right. In Japanese, you say ten ten.
Ten.
Two little dots, dot, dot. Exactly. Which turns them into D's. But their pronunciation sounds very close. So, I actually have already answered this question in the comments in a previous episode. But I'm going to do it again because the nature of this question has so much to do with the pronunciation that you could hear. And I think it'll benefit with this podcast format.
Eric-san, お願いします. I can't explain it.
When you first heard this question, Naomi-sensei, did you...
I didn't get it. They sound completely different to me.
But actually, I had the same troubles back in my newbie days. This is how I overcame it. Basically grasped the difference between these two columns of hiragana. Now, I know there's a ton of linguistics jargon related to pronunciation, but I'm going to try to do my best to explain it in plain English, okay? Now, I think that the difference between dadedo and dadedo is in the tip of your tongue, literally. So when saying the R's, dadedo, you put the tip of your tongue to the roof of your mouth. And for the D's, dadedo, you broadly flatten your tongue against the roof of your mouth. And that's the gist of it, okay? Now I'm going to go into super detail on how that works. Now very slowly, say doe out loud, as in a female deer. Doe. I want you to notice where your tongue is when you say it. It should be somewhere around the roof of your mouth near the front. Now say low. Your tongue should be further back. Now to say the Japanese do, R-O, do, position your tongue right in between the do and the low positions. And just with the tip, try to say a really light do without the heavy thump of the D sound, like the do, and remove the final U that creeps into the hard English O, and it should turn out to sound like do. What do you think, Nami-sensei? What's my grade?
すごい! すごい! すごい!
Does that make sense?
はい! すごいいいと思います!
Alright, now this is probably a lot of information, but just go back, rewind this and play it again, and maybe you'll see what I mean. So your tongue should gently flick forward as you say it, alright? Do, do. Now let's move on to the D version of it, which is do. Now, use the standard do tongue position, front of your mouth, the roof, and give it a nice D thump, but not as big as if you were saying an English D. Your D thump should be something like a mix between do and toe. Do. Do. Is that alright?
Hai, do.
Now once you have this down, you should be able to say da and da without a problem. But de and de are tough though, alright? They're a different beast. Seriously, the tongue does the same thing, but it's probably the vowel sound that throws off the English speakers, alright? If you're not an English speaker, for example, if you speak any of the Latin languages like Spanish, Italian, maybe even French, you might not have a problem with the de and de. But for English speakers here, this is what you should do. So all you need to do is connect the D thump or the R sound to the soft E from breakfast or egg, which turns out to be
de. De.
And now for the last two difficult pronunciations, R-Y-O and R-Y-U, which are?
Ryo. Ryu. Ah,難しいね.
Yeah, it can get kind of difficult for English speakers, all right? And this is how I view them. You just take your thumps, your D's and your R's, and you connect them to really short yo.
Yo.
Which is kind of like, you know, some people say, they already say, yo, hey, yo, what's up, yo? Or you, which is, you know, you, and make them very short. Yo and you. And connect them with your thumps. So, ryo, ryu. And you know what? Practice these in front of a mirror. Look at your mouth while you're saying this. And go on JapanesePod101.com, the learning center, and use the recording tool and record yourself with it. And I'm sure you're going to get the pronunciation of these words. And we have a couple words here that you can use to practice. Real Japanese words like
dara dara,
which means doing nothing, fooling around. Or
dere dere.
Spoony. What does that mean?
なんか when you look at the cute girl, ah, dere dere.
Oh, you feel like a little creeping up your leg?
Like you smile a lot.
Oh, you get a little...
You can't make a straight face.
You have a nice little tingly feeling.
Dere dere. And finally, doro doro, muddy.
Practice saying these words and you're really going to get good at the pronunciation of the R column and the D's. Da-de-do.
Da-da-da-da, dere dere, doro doro.
All right, now, I hope that makes sense. If you have any questions, just go on the comments of this post and let me know. We can go over it. And our next question comes from Javitsi, who wants to know why words that end with U, like
昨日,
end with the O sound. That's a great question, Javitsi, and I think we touched upon it in the early newbie episodes. But let's go over it again, all right? So we have words like yesterday,
昨日, but it's spelled as 昨日.
Right, but Naomi-sensei, you just said it with a really long O sound at the end.
昨日.
All right, and there's tons of words that end with O-U, right? Like,
空港.
Airport.
空港. But O-U sound becomes O.
But really, there's no deep reason, consequential meaning for this. It's just easier to say. It's just easier to extend the O than to say an extra U.
そうですね.
Right. You see, that's very strange and unnatural, right? So desu ne, right? You wouldn't say that. You would say
so desu ne.
It flows better. And it's as easy as that. So we're going to practice. We have a couple of words here. And it's not only the O's and the U's.
It's also E and I. A. A.
Right. So the A becomes A, an extended E. So let's go over some of these words.
E. I. Go. Becomes E-go.
English.
E. I. Ga. Becomes eiga.
Movie.
Su I e I becomes suie.
Swimming.
Ke I sa tsu becomes keisatsu.
Police.
Ki no u becomes kino.
Yesterday.
Ku u ko u becomes kuko.
Airport.
To u kyo u becomes Tokyo.
Tokyo. All right, Nami-sensei, that wraps it up.
皆さん、本当にありがとうございました。じゃあまた。